Business.
Technology. Hungry, hungry unicorns. After a fat year, tech startups are bracing for lean times.
After a stunning run during the pandemic, which put a premium on all things digital, tech stocks have hit a rough patch. The Nasdaq, a technology-heavy index, has fallen by 15% from its peak in November, weighed down by a new outbreak of COVID-19 in China and the Russia-Ukraine war, which are gumming up supply chains, and inflation, which erodes the value of future cash flows, making risky growth stocks less attractive to investors. On April 20th, the market value of Netflix crashed by a third, or $54 billion, after the video streaming titan reported the first quarterly net loss of subscribers in more than a decade. The bloodletting in public markets has left many wondering about private technology startups. Like their listed peers, they have enjoyed a COVID-fueled bonanza. Thanks in part to new types of investor, such as hedge funds and corporations, ploughing more cash into the sector, last year was a bumper one for venture capital or VC deals. According to CB Insights, a research firm, global tech startups raised $628 billion in 2021, more than double the previous year's tally. In the same period, the number of deals jumped by a third to more than 34,000. Fully 528 private firms became unicorns, valued at $1 billion or more. Are these rich valuations now also about to take a tumble? The short answer, almost certainly. Deal-making has already slowed. The number of transactions sealed between January and March fell by 5% compared with the previous quarter. The amount invested dropped by 19%, the biggest quarterly decline since 2012. Some of the factors behind the slowdown are those unsettling the public markets, supply chain snags, and inflation chief among them. Another cause is the public markets themselves. An index of stocks that have floated via an initial public offering, or IPO, within the past 2 years, compiled by Renaissance Capital, a hedge fund, is down by around a third in the past 12 months. This has discouraged many startups from going public. In the last 3 months of 2021, 296 firms listed. In the first 3 months of 2022, just 164 did, mostly in Asia. Worried that they will be unable to monetize their stake soon, venture capitalists have tightened their purse strings. Private valuations are beginning to be affected. Last month, Instacart, a grocery delivery firm, took the unusual step of announcing its own devaluation from $39 billion in March last year to $24 billion, even without an accompanying down round of fundraising at a lower price. Valuations are falling in secondary markets too. Phil Hazlett, co-founder of EquityZen, which helps tech employees sell their pre-IPO stock options, says that the prices of some of those stocks have fallen by 30 to 40% since the second half of last year.